And a good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe. 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe Duvin. I'm Chase McCabe. Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. JoJo, what's up?
We're on at 8:59. Oh, it just turned 9 o'clock. Good morning, buddy. Good morning. We celebrated a Nashville Predators win last night.
Well, we did. Happy for that. Colton Sisson's going to join us here in just a few minutes. And we'll get his thoughts on the Predators' win last night, 3-0 over the Chicago Blackhawks in Smashville.
I would love to have like a hidden camera on Sisson's when the Preds PR staff goes to him last night and says, "Hey, tomorrow morning, get to go on the radio with these two guys. You know, you've done it before," and just to see his reaction, like, ugh.
I think he would be like, "Oh, Chasing Big Joe, I love those guys."
I think he's like, "Oh, man." Calls his agent, like, "Is this part of my contract? I'm not quite sure." He's like, "I know that one guy asked really good questions. Another guy is really stupid, but I'll play along with it."
Yeah, so we'll talk to Colton here in just a few minutes and get his thoughts on the win and back at it at home on Thursday. And I probably should look up. Oh, Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary. 90s yeah, that's night. A big game.
90s night at Bridgestone Arena.
On Thursday.
Should be fun. Colton Sisson's joins us now here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Colton, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Thanks. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. I was just setting this up. 3-0, the win last night. The second shutout of the year for UC Saros. And once again, he does whatever he does to help you guys win.
Yeah. Yeah, Drews was sharp when we needed him last night. Obviously, there's some lulls there when he wasn't seeing too much action. And then, you know, there's some power play opportunities where there were some attempts and looks. And, yeah, he was dialed in.
I know you're focused on what you're doing, but when you see him, you know, make some of the saves that he makes and do the things that he does, obviously you play with Pecorine and saw a lot of the same stuff. Do you find yourself just – you know, still being amazed at some of the things he can do?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, he does it so often that it maybe loses a little bit of that specialness just because we see it pretty frequently, but certainly lifts the bench up and gets the boys pretty fired up. So he does a good job of that. We love watching him do his thing in there.
Colton, you guys play so many games back-to-back, and you know, you have a game on Tuesday, practice today, game Thursday. How much time do you guys get in for strength training? I'm always curious about that because I know you guys are always on the ice. How much time do you guys do strength training?
Not much, to be honest. You know, we do a couple exercises on practice days and, you know, occasionally post game, we'll get some work in, depending on what our schedule is looking like. But as far as strength or kind of lifting stuff, it's nothing too extreme throughout the season. We just don't have the time to recover.
Can you? How fast could you run a mile?
I have no idea. I don't like running.
I'm always curious about the shape, you know, because, you know, all the four major sports, you guys train so differently, but I'm always curious how a great athlete, conditioned athlete like yourself, could run a mile if you had to run a mile. I mean, you could run a mile, right?
I can certainly run a mile, yeah. I just can't say I've timed myself recently.
Colton Sisson is with us from the Nashville Predators. You're having a great start to a season, personally. I mean, 11 goals already through 38 games. I know you don't, you know, focus on personal accolades like that, but it has to feel good to know that, you know, you're contributing and scoring when you contribute in so many other ways as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's certainly something that I do pride myself in on producing for us on the offensive front, along with all the other things that I've kind of honed in over the years, but, you know, having a lot of opportunity and being on that top unit, that's the power play unit, that is, that's performing quite well, has certainly helped some of those totals, you know, be on pace for hopefully one of my best years ever.
Why do you think that Gus has fit so well with you guys? Because I feel like every night now, I mean, I'm hearing his name called.
Yeah. I mean, he was, really just a pleasant surprise how good of a player and how smart he is and how crafty he is. It's been really impressive to watch. He's fit right in with Factor and Phil on that top line. Those guys have some nice chemistry together, and he's been tremendous on our power play. I mean, he basically just give him the puck and we break in more often than not. So he's been great.
Talked to Colton Sissons this morning, the Preds with the big win last night. Great road trip, Colton, you guys were on. What was that like after the game Saturday night in Washington, getting one from the Caps? Because we're listening to this back here, and we're screaming and yelling. I can only imagine what it was like after the game for you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win. Obviously, a little stressful down the stretch there with having a goal disallowed late, and then a big Askey getting in there for the shootout and stopping a couple of his Russian comrades, which was pretty awesome to see. So I think everyone was starting for Askey more than anything.
I know you've been in the league now for quite a while, but when you see like an Ovechkin do a shootout or one of the big names, do you take a moment to watch and just see? I know you're playing a game, but does a small part of you, just a little bit of a fan, to get to watch a guy like that? And, of course, you got great teammates as well, do their thing in a shootout like that. Do you look at that in kind of a different way?
Maybe a very, very small part. Certainly just hoping that we get a big save more than anything, of course. But, yeah, there's definitely some guys that have that presence out there that, can catch yourself a little bit watching them from that point of view, I guess.
Talking with Colton Sissons, Predators forward. So Calgary comes to town tomorrow night. It's 90s night at Bridgestone Arena, which is going to be fun, obviously celebrating 25 years of the Nashville Predators. You're a 90s kid. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, I guess so. <it'd be good. laughs> I think we had several kids in the 2000s born now, so there's only a few of us left.
Yeah, Colton, I don't know how to tell you this, but at 30 years old, you're considered old on the team, so... not trying to make you feel bad. I'm right there with you, but you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Thank you.
Well, good luck tomorrow night against Calgary. We appreciate you doing this this morning. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Colton Sissons joining us here on the program.
Colton,
I mean,
Sissons.
I got him beat by 6 years. I
you
mean,
do.
30's still pretty young. So
I didn't get a chance to ask him what he's doing today. That was always my go-to.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I took that away
with
from
the press. I'm like, what are you doing on the day off, man?
And they're not practicing today, so you know.
It would have been a great day to hang out. We could have gone and got some coffee in Green Hills.
That would have been fun.